Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to This Week in America. Grief, Love, Other Light Topics is Roy G. Faulkner's first book of poems. He was inspired to write these poems after the loss of his wife and best friend from cancer. The poems explore grief and love and the relationship between the two. Roy is a colon cancer survivor himself, but is now battling prostate cancer. That has not held him back from participating in and competing in his first half marathon in October of 2019. He holds a master's degree in mathematics from the University of Kentucky, currently residing in Louisville, Kentucky. Roy G. Faulkner, author of Grief, Love, and Other Light Topics, our special guest on This Week in America. Roy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for the time. I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to talk to you.
Well, I so appreciate you coming on and talking about a very important book, Grief, Love, and Other Light Topics. And before we get into the substance of the book, this I mentioned was your first book. You are really an accomplished poet, something that's skill that not everybody, including the host on the program, not all of us have. When did you start writing poetry? Did this come easy to you?
It didn't come easy at all. It's funny to think about this, but I had never really written poetry in my life before my wife died. And then suddenly, after a friend of mine said, after reading something in my journal and a text that I had written to my brother, she said, "You could be a poet." And it's like, I don't think I'd go that far, I said in my grief journal. But the next morning, I just said, I'll start writing and see what happens. And so I wrote the first poem in about an hour. Again, this is, I can't explain how this came to me. I do tell people that I think my wife asked God to grant me the gift of poetry. And so I've been writing, and this stuff just started flowing and just continues to flow. So I don't think they're my words necessarily, but they're inspired. So I'm humbled to have this opportunity to write this book and express myself.
Isn't it interesting? Sometimes things like that happen and you really can't explain it, where all of a sudden you find that you are good at writing the poetry. It is almost like there was divine inspiration of some kind, wasn't there, as you were discovering this talent and writing poetry.
Yes. It is, as I said, a humbling experience. You know, I'm just writing these things and it's like I'm at a loss to describe how it all comes together, but they just do. I'm writing haikus now, as opposed to the more traditional poetry. But again, it's I think of it as a challenge, and so many of my poems are autobiographical, meaning that I write about my experience when I proposed to my wife. I have a poem I wrote about the day, exactly 39 years before she passed away, where I was having a party and the snow stopped it from actually occurring. But she lived in the apartment below me. And so she and I had our own little party and it was very nice. And so I'm thinking of these poems as like my own journey through the grief and coming out through the darkness. And it is a very dark experience, as you might expect. This book of poetry gave me that release, that way to express myself that maybe helped me to get through it quicker. But, everybody goes through grief at their own pace, and it's something that you really can't time. It is a difficult experience, obviously.
What was it like going back and reconstructing your life and the time that you had with your wife and putting it into the poetry? What was it like for you? I'm sure there were laughters, laughs as you were doing this, and I'm sure many tears as you were reflecting and writing the poems.
Yeah. absolutely a lot of crying as I wrote the poetry. It's like it was the very first one I wrote. It's like every line I wrote, I was crying, and it was just such a huge loss, and the pain is just so deep. It's just hard to describe. I know that she is still with me in spirit, and it's just a very difficult thing to do, but again, I think it was therapeutic for me to go back and describe some of the experiences we had together with that the party I met talked about, the proposal that I mentioned earlier, and other things that have happened since my wife died. I started writing the poetry just about 3 months or so after she passed away, and I also include in the book of poems a poem about an experience I had with someone who played the piano at one of the stores at a mall I go to. And just interesting to see that. And also an experience I had at an airport after my wife died. And just meeting someone and just talking and how the conversation flows and then thinking back how it began. So it was a challenge to write these. Again, I had no formal training as far as writing poetry. I just wrote things in a way that made sense to me. I even have a poem that I wrote talking about time and how little we really have and how we never expect it to run out, but it does and it will. So.
It's so well done. The book is Grief, Love, and Other Light Topics. Roy Faulkner is our guest and the author. That's FAULKNER. And I say that because his website is roygfaulkner.com. Book available at Amazon, published by Lit Prime. Their website is litprime.com. All of this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about, you said everybody deals a little bit differently with the grieving process. How long did it take for you, and maybe you're still in the process of trying to sort through the grief?
Well, I think, I don't know if anybody will ever fully get over the grief.
Yes.
of a loved one. I think there will always be days where I will cry, whether it's, you know, remembering her birthday or our anniversary or other things. I'll tell you some stories. I was watching a movie. I was watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It's not considered a tearjerker in any sense of the word. But there was a point in time where they were in Chicago and the camera goes to one of the paintings in the museum they were visiting. And it reminded me of a drawing that my wife had done in the style of Degas. It was like a ballerina. And I saw that. It was like a 1 second shot of that picture. And I began to cry. I think it will always stay with you. I think there are times when you become hardened to it. Some of the things don't bother you as much, but I think your mind will always go back to the times that you had with them and those experiences. It will cause tears from time to time.
How long did it take?
It is a difficult thing to go through.
I can imagine being married 51 years, and as you get older, we're here for a limited amount of time, as you said, and you think, what would happen if, and I don't know how you deal with the grief, the loss, the void that's in your life. You turn to poetry, and you're you're sharing it with other people, even though others' experiences may be a little bit different than what you went through. There's this common bond there, that that empathy, and it's helping so many people. The book is Grief, Love, and Other Light Topics by Roy Faulkner. I'll give you all the information where you can get the book as we go through the program. What have you learned about grief through this process?
Well, I've learned that grief and love are inseparable, because without love, there is no grief. And so grief is proof that you have loved. And to some degree, it's a good thing. You get those feelings of love and the missing of that person that is gone. And it does tell you that, yes, you've loved them. And the deeper the love, the deeper the grief. And I think it is a difficult experience. And I wrote these poems in 2019 through the first few weeks of 2020, before the pandemic began. And now with all the deaths from the coronavirus, there are so many people out there grieving from losing their parent, their child, their spouse, and so on, that maybe this book can help someone sort of come to grips with the healing process and come to grips with what they need to do to get through the darkness, and to see that there is a way through the darkness into the light. And hopefully it can encourage them to find their own outlets to deal with the grief.
I ask about what you learned about grief, and you tied that in with love. How special is that, to have that type of love that you and your wife shared?
Well, I hope everybody has that opportunity in their life to meet that person. And obviously, it is a special bond that is to some degree indescribable. You share everything together. You are with them more than anybody else in the world. Hopefully more time than you had with your parents when you were growing up. We were married for 38 plus years, and I lived with my parents and siblings until I was 19, 20 or so, and went to college and graduate school. I was with her longer than I lived with my parents, and so it is a special bond. It's more intense than anything you've ever felt before, having that kind of love and, wanting the best for that person. And I'm sure, unfortunately, my wife and I did not have any children, but I can imagine that it's the same kind of love, that unbreakable love that you would have for a child.
The book is Grief, Love, and Other Light Topics. You talk about time and you talk about healing. Is there a connection between the two?
Well, I think the little saying, time heals all wounds, I think that is true. But how much time does it take? That's going to vary. It's like I have a poem that I wrote comparing grief to the bends. When you come up too, if you're a diver and you come up too quickly, you can get the bends, but there's a formula. You get back the pressure and time and you can fix the issue and recover from it. But there is no fixed timetable for this. It just depends on so many factors. Certainly, I was very lucky to have a set of friends and family that were so supportive, and would come over and we would talk, or even, you know, luckily, you know, and with our technology today, we can text, we can do FaceTime, we can do all kinds of things. And I made it a point to try to go out every day and just think outwardly and not sit in a darkened room and cry. And that's very easy to do. I can understand how people do that. They just don't want to do anything. But I made it a point to go out most every day, made it a point to call or text somebody every day, just to be out and think about others and what I can do for myself and what I can do for others too.
Well, and that's what you're doing with the book. You know,
right.
That's the
purpose behind publishing the book. That you know, show people, you know, that there is a way through, that you know, it's not something that's going to last forever. Grief is not eternal. It will fade away one day, and hopefully sooner than later, but it takes whatever time it takes.
How has this experience changed you?
I think I've realized the fragility of life, realize how quickly time goes. I tell people that, you know, time doesn't just have wings. It's jet propelled.
Yes.
It does fly, and to take the opportunity, whenever I talk to a friend on the phone or I see them in person, I tell them that I love them, because it could be the last time I see them or the last time they see me.
Yes.
And I want them to know that. And that's something that I didn't really do before, but I do every time I see them. That is one of the changes I've made in my own personal philosophy.
A couple of minutes left in the program. The book is written by Roy G. Faulkner, F-A-U-L-K-N-E-R. The book is Grief, Love, and Other Light Topics. Roy's website is a great source of information. You'll find the book at Amazon as well, published by Lit Prime, litprime.com, their website. What do you hope others take away from reading Grief, Love, and Other Light Topics? What is your hope that a reader will get in reading this?
Well, I think that they'll see, as they go from front to back, that's the way I suggest they read it, to see that there is the roller coaster type ride. Grief hits hard, it lightens a bit, but then you'll hit an anniversary, you'll hit a birthday, or you'll hit something, and then it gets dark again, and then you lighten up, and it's not something that you just shoot straight up and you're over it. It's going to go up and down, and it's going to go up and down for a long time. But also realize that there is a way through the grief, and to get through the darkness, and you need to surround yourself with friends that are supportive. You need to be out and see people and not let grief overwhelm you, but come out of it on the other side and with new hope and optimism for the future.
Well, you found a way to express your grief and help other people all at the same time. And it the book is doing so well, receiving excellent reviews because of that. People are able to read and go through the process just as you have done. I mentioned first-time poet, really doing well with that. You've elevated to Haku now. What are you working on next? Do you have another book that you're working on?
I don't know if I will publish another book or not. The haikus have been coming, again, like a little flood coming. Again, I don't know where the inspiration comes from, but I know in probably the last 8 months or so, I've written maybe 400 or 500.
Wow.
I don't know how good they are or anything else. I try to express something. And again, the challenge of a haiku is you've got just those 17 syllables to write your thought and have it say what you want to say, but keep it in that construct. And I will say also in the book, Grief, Love, and Other Light Topics, there are, I believe, 9 haikus that I included in that book. So you'll see a few of those there too. But don't know if I have anything, another book in mind or on the horizon. But I'm doing this for fun, and I do post some of them on Facebook weekly. I'll put a few out there.
How can people find you on Facebook?
I'm Roy Faulkner.
Just very Facebook. Simple. Okay. Well, some people are tricky and it's follow me on Facebook and then you can't figure out how you should follow them on Facebook. So I like this. Very basic. Roy Faulkner. And that's the website as well. RoyGFaulkner.com. And Faulkner is FAULKNER. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Roy, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. You're helping so many people by sharing your grief and your experiences and bringing a smile to the faces of many people and tears as well as they read your very touching poems, book Grief, Love, and Other Light Topics. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. I've enjoyed being with you.
It's been our pleasure. And once again, Roy's website is RoyGFaulkner.com. All this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Go there. You'll find a link and take you directly to Roy's website. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.